Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Francisco, after where you guys were just 3.5 weeks ago, how big of an accomplishment is it to already be back to 500 right now?
That's not the mission. But it does feel good that we are on the right track. Mm-hmm. But we understand that's not the mission. You know, we just got to continue to climb the mountain and play good baseball and back each other up.
When we talked to Sean about this run, he said, I think we've really got this team thing down, which I thought was an interesting way to put it. Just how would you describe the way the group has come together this month?
It's a beautiful thing when we can all look at each other in the eye and say, are you doing the right job? Are you doing everything you can today to be better? Mm-hmm. Or, hey, I think you should have done that. Or, hey, man, good job. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful team when we can all hold each other accountable. And that's what we're doing right now. And everybody shows up, and the vibes are in a good place. And everybody understands that when you come through the doors, we got to win.
Francisco, one of the things you guys have done is score early and then kind of unrelentingly add on runs. Can you talk about what's been the biggest difference in doing that you weren't able to do it early in the year and now you're doing that?
Just timing. It's baseball, you know. Right now we are helping the pitching staff, and earlier they were helping us, they were picking us up, you know. Right now it's the offense that's doing the job, and the pitchers as well, you know. We both are doing it, we're clicking, you know. It's a great team in baseball right now. We have gotten to a point where we celebrate our victories on that day, and then we turn the page. And we come in, as soon as we come into the clubhouse the next day, we got to focus on what we have in front of our feet.
How impactful has Francisco Alvarez been for this team since he's been back?
Very, very. He has taken great timeouts to go to the mound and talk to the pitchers. I feel like he has done it. With a really good job, he has done a really good job of being able to say, you know what, this is a good time to take a mound visit. And then he has done a really good job of continuing to learn his pitchers, you know. And he's been very impactful.
Teams, players on teams go through offensive ups and downs as the season goes on, but the stretch that you guys have been on, a lot of it, some of these big games have come against some very good pitchers.
Yeah.
Some of the top pitchers in baseball, guys having big years. Mm-hmm. How much of a confidence boost is that? What does that say about this offense that you guys can do this against some top pitchers?
It feels good to compete against really good pitchers and come on top. However, it feels great to be able to come out at the end of the day and have a win. You know, it don't matter who's on the other side. To us, everybody that takes the mound, it's a big competitor. You know, they're big leaguers for a reason. So it don't matter if, like, let's say the past two guys that we've faced, Cole and Hill, they've been really good pitchers. But, you know, the last guy that came in today, Gomez, you know, we still had to go out there and get it done against him. Otherwise, they were going to get an opportunity to, you know, bring their top dogs. So don't matter who's on the mound, we still got to go out there and not take it for granted.
Does it feel any bigger beating the Yankees, or is it just kind of any other regular season game for you guys?
It feels good to be able to win, you know. It's not respect to them, but at the end of the day, any opponent that steps on the other that's across the field from us, we gotta go out there and get it done.
Does it set a tone for the evening? Last two nights they had the bases loaded, fewer than two out, didn't score. Does that set a tone?
Their team? Or
yeah. Yankees had the bases loaded with less than two.
I asked our guys if that was the scouting report, get the bases loaded, because he felt like it was deja vu, you know. But hats off to our pitching staff, you know, coming, being able to get out of those jams and then giving us an opportunity to, you know, take the lead.
Both you and Brandon have done a great job of getting on base frequently and often in games. With the RBI bat you have behind, how difficult does that make for an opposing team that right off the bat they got to face that?
Yeah, I mean, it's I would hope it's difficult. You know, I would hope that they find it difficult whenever I step up to the plate, whenever Nemo steps up to the plate, and, you know, we're on base. I know it's difficult to face JD playing against him. It's, you know, it's been tough to watch for years. So, to me, it's as a leadoff guy, I just want to get on base and, you know, make something happen. You know, and for me, making something happen is just being on base and let Nemo do what he does, and then let JD do what he does, and Pete.
Subway Series is obviously a chance to see the whole city kind of come together, support the two teams. What have you made of just the energy you've seen in the building the last couple nights?
It was good. It was fun. Hats off to everybody that came out. I actually, before the game, I was talking to one of our guys and just that grew up here. Just asking him, like, hey, why is this so big? You know, talk to me about it. And he just said that just over the years, you know, they kind of get the bragging rights throughout the summer until they face each other again. You know, and I think it's fun. You know, as a guy that likes to talk a lot of crap, I think it's fun. I think it's fun for the barbershop. I think it's fun for every workplace.
How does it feel to play so well two nights in a row in this atmosphere with the packed house and the added intensity for the crowd?
It feels good to be playing good baseball, you know, not just the past two nights, but a month, I would say. We've been playing good baseball, and this is what we expect. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.